Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah. The lions proved they had sharp enough teeth to bite the Springboks. Welcome to Raw. Sorry, mate. Best I could do. I couldn't think of anything. I just been watching My Spy with David Bautista with the kids. Wicked movie, but it hasn't got me in the zone for that, you know?
Yeah, it was a 10 seconds pause, which I'm going to add in just while you're thinking.
Tick, tick, tick.
I don't bite hard.
It's like any time Wasps win, sting in the tail. Every time Newcastle sign someone, Falcons swoop.
Yeah.
I always wondered it when we won games at Bath, why no one ever said, Bath, clean up. But anyway.
Didn't win very often, maybe.
Yeah, not enough, no. But I think we won more than we lost. Leave it there.
We're not going to amble on this pod because we did an Insta Live today where we cooked loads of meat. Fuel and flour and meat. We had
just eating it.
A couple of cans of Purity in the afternoon. What we like? Mental.
What?
El Vino did flow, and we also did a bet on Settle It. I'm going to go South Africa next week. You want to go the Lions? Everything was nice and cool in Red Paddle. Cool.
Hey, well done, mate. You've got them all in. Oh, well done, boy.
Well, I know if I left it to you, we'd just be in trouble.
I'd weave them in there. Yeah, we'd just be in trouble. Yeah, but luckily they're our mates, and then you'd get a text and they'd be like, mate, you didn't mention us on the pod. Oh, sorry, mate. We'll do another one. Shank's got to do another one. I forgot. That's what it would have been like. No, I'm very organised. I'm just in my new recording studio now at home.
The kitchen?
Yep. Yeah, I've asked the kids
what
to come in.
What does it smell like? I imagine it smells...
Lamb.
Yeah. Lammy, rosemary, garlicky with...
It smells lammy and garlicky.
A hint of like walkabout floor.
Yeah, it's quite sticky. I've washed my hands, I've washed up, I've washed my hands and I've still got lamb fat, a layer of lamb fat on my hands. So I'm actually on the sofa out sort of just next to the kitchen really and the dog has just joined me. I called him onto the sofa to stop his claws making noise on the wooden floor.
Yeah.
And he's now just ferociously trying to lick my hands because they're still lammy. Like Alan Lammy.
Like a pair of high heels. Right, we've got a couple of codes for you those that want a bit of discount. So with the Purity beers that we've been drinking recently, delicious. If you type in welcome, F and S, and it's not an and, it's what do you call it, Flats?
Ampersand.
Ampersand. Welcome, ampersand. No, welcome, F, ampersand, S. That's for 10% discount, if that makes sense now.
It does make sense.
To all new customers, Field and Flower code is LionsBBQ. That's for 10% off barbecue cuts delivered across the UK, 7 days a week. Minimum order spend, £39.50. 50. Expires Sunday, the 8th of August, 2021. Codes are single use and cannot be used in conjunction with any other offer. Delivery to UK, mainland, postcodes only. Does this make sense to you, Dave?
Piri Piri Chicken, that's what that says to me.
That's what I'll do. We'll put it online anyway for everyone to follow and have a look at.
I've ordered a load and actually haven't used the code, which is silly, which I will do. I might try and reorder it, but I've all the
Pardon?
Too many, but
Say it again, I lost you then.
Because you can't make enough ribs. You can't make enough ribs.
Say it again, I lost you then.
I said I've ordered the Coca-Cola ribs times six.
All
That's
right.
what I've ordered.
Anyway.
You can't have too many. I mean, people think you can have too many ribs. You can't. Anyway. Well done.
Shut it, you cow. We got to go on to the Lions. we talked about this on the Instagram posts. It's still there on Flats's feed. He does it because he's got more viewers. I'm still working my way through viewers. Well, not viewers, followers.
Just viewers, yeah, same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
I got there earlier, didn't I? I got there before you did.
Anyway, so, mate, game of two halves.
Do it,
game of two halves.
Hang on, you think you can do a really quick? We can do a really quick snappy pod.
Yep, we can
on the Lions game. Don't you think we do a snappy pod? Go on then.
We can. Worried at halftime. 12-3, bigger misses a kick. It was a tough kick, still missed it though. 9 points, and I'm thinking, world champions, this is too much. Struggled a little bit in the first half to actually get a grasp on the game. Maybe try to play a little bit too much. The first wide move we saw, which was really early on, you don't often go wide early, do you? It's normally pretty direct. You know, try and get on the front foot first, try and get everyone into the game. Elliot Daly gets absolutely split in two. I'm thinking, right, you know, game plan needs to change. And it did in the second half. I thought Farrell was going to come on at 12, but then there was a few issues, wasn't there, an HIA with Dan Bigger. He goes off, Farrell comes in at 10, Elliot Daly comes back on. But I think if Farrell came on at 12, it may have helped the Lions a little bit more, play a little bit around the edges. But saying that, Flats, it seemed to be shut up shop in the second half, play nothing in their half, kick the leather out of it, and make sure kicking on your own terms. When you kick on your own terms, you've got a better kick chase. You know, we didn't see too much of Cheslin Colby. That's because the Lions were either really into his face pretty quickly, or you know, they were just cutting off the passes, the ball getting to him, and they kicked very sensibly. I think first half, the aerial battle was really good from South Africa, and they took a couple of real high balls, got them on the front foot. I think the second half was just, right, let's squeeze them as a Lions team. Let's squeeze the life out of the Springboks. And to a point, they did. Maris Jonker, we spoke about this, didn't we, on Insta. What do we reckon?
I think we agreed that sometimes you can try way, way too hard. In roles like this, you can try way, way too hard. You can overthink whether or not people might question your neutrality and try too hard to disprove them and by overcompensating. And I felt like, well, the pass is another issue, but saying that LaRue was comfortably in front, I'm clearly and obviously in front there. I'm not having that at all. It seemed a bit quick. It didn't seem quite right. It did the Lions a favour, didn't it, ultimately? So none of us is complaining. But at the same time, if we're looking to be neutral, I think they got away with one then.
I was sort of under the impression that maybe because he's a professional referee, you know, wants big gigs, wants big reffing gigs, big TMO gigs, you can't be seen to be biased. And he's obviously blatantly a South African, we all know that. And I think the worst thing that can happen in a situation like that is that a decision goes for South Africa that possibly wasn't. So I think sometimes you might unknowingly overcompensate a little bit in the team that I suppose you're not from, so the Lions in this case.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I wondered that.
You know, it was a massive uproar, wasn't it, before the game about, you know, they've got a South African TMO, but we'd happily have him again, wouldn't we? We'd have him again.
Yeah, equally, they could have got someone else. I mean, why appoint someone that's going to be controversial? Just stick someone in there who's neutral. You know, it's just, there's loads of them.
Yep.
Stick someone in there who's not from South Africa. Way easier. Then we're not having this conversation.
Yeah, no, I agree, mate. I agree. And those,
choice.
Those guys and gals that were questioning Alan Wynne-Jones, you know, is he back fit? Is he ready? Well, mentally he was. And he didn't have an all-powering game like an Itoje or a Laws. Probably a little bit quiet compared to them. But what he did do at the right times was make the right decisions. And that's why he's in. The experience, the cool head, the feel for the game. Come second half, there's a penalty in kicking distance. You know, he was confident. He thought he had to squeeze on South Africa, and they did. Luton Kennard Dickey scored a try. And there's a penalty probably 10, 15 minutes later. Similar position. This time, goes for post, and they nail it. So, two great decisions there. And I'm not saying, you know, everyone can make those decisions, or they can't make those decisions, but he certainly comes up trumps with the big calls in the big moments in the big games.
Yeah, he seems to be someone who's incredibly intense, but very, very calm.
Yeah.
And aware of what's going on. And I don't know, there's so many great captains have come from the front five, from the second row in particular, from the front five. And it always surprises me, because I remember, you know, I wasn't as good I wasn't in the same hemisphere, sort of stratosphere as Alan Wynne-Jones as a player, but you know, I remember just finding rugby so unbelievably exhausting that the thought of making clear-headed decisions.
Yeah.
I honestly think a good, not, I mean, don't know what percentage, a good chunk of being a really good captain is about fitness. If your heart rate is at 190, you are not making the same decisions as if your heart rate is at 150, 160. You're just not. You just repeatedly over time, you're not. So I think, you know, Alan Wynne-Jones is so fit. He might not have had his greatest game ever, but he certainly had a good game and didn't have a bad game. But he's so fit that there never looks like a time where he's completely out on his feet. It just doesn't happen. And I think some of the best players are like that. There are guys who can just be fitter than other guys. Mm. And a lot of that will be genetics. A lot of that will be incredibly hard work. But I think he's so fit that there's no question you can leave him on for 80 minutes when you need to. And he'll still be making good decisions at the end when he's hanging, but everyone else seemingly is more hanging. But yeah, Courtney Laws, I don't think any of the Lions you could say were standout in the first half, because they were beaten up. Mm. And they were second best by a long way. But I honestly, on fitness again, on that theme, I honestly think that South Africa don't have a huge amount to think about in terms of their game plan. But what they have is more straight up power than any other team in the world. But, you know, fatigue makes cowards of men. And it doesn't matter how powerful you are, if you are exhausted. I mean, watch a heavyweight fight, you know, as you are exhausted, there's no power there, you know. So, you know, I think they completely ran out of gas and there was no answer. And the bomb squad did no damage whatsoever. They were, you know, France Malherber, I said this on our Instagram Live, but I swapped a couple of texts with another ex-international prop who got a lot more caps than I did. And we were both really disappointed with him. We were really glad.
Duncan Bell,
Jones. Okay. But we were both really, really glad that he underperformed. But his engagement was all wrong. His angle was all wrong. And he was almost completely non-aggressive. And it was like, why is he being so passive? And I noticed at one time he's turning around to Eben Etzebeth and saying, come on, let's do it. Let's go, kind of thing. And I often think he didn't always do that. And I think he's not right. I mean, I think he just had a couple of scrums against Marrow where he thought Marrow might fold. Marrow didn't, completely stood up to him. And I think they were surprised by that. And I think, which is great for the Lions, but I also think it knocked the wind out of them literally and aerobically, because they just looked knackered. Even Sia Khaleesi looked knackered that last 20 minutes. They had no answer at all.
Yeah, but I think we're going to see a different South Africa next week. I think they've not had a real test since the World Cup final. Yes, they played Georgia and South Africa A played the Lions, but this was a totally different Lions team. You know, the intensity was far greater. You know, they were able to dominate a lot of the collisions, South Africa A, when they played the Lions, 2 weeks ago. But also, yeah, they looked a little bit tired, but there was more opportunities for them to score. You know, you talk about the two tries that were disallowed. Massive factor on the game. Sometimes it takes a game like this to actually realise the intensity you need to play at, the concentration levels you need to play at, the discipline, you know, how clean it has to be to win games. And I think as much as South Africa A game for the Lions was great for them and the Lions learnt more, I think South Africa will learn a lot more from that game than the Lions. And I think next week is going to be even greater. It's going to be even greater. And look, I hope the Lions do it. Part of me hopes South Africa win. And then, you know, for the locker room that we've got going on, it's third test, sell out.
Yeah, sell a few more tickets, boy. You know, you've always said to me that I'm a brave man when it comes to predictions, and I'm a hero in that sense, a courageous individual. I do not see the South Africans winning that. I do not see them winning. I don't. How much fitter can you get? They were blown to pieces after 55 minutes. They're gone.
Yeah, but
I was watching with my mates in on the my mate's sofa. My mate Dunks' sofa, and I said, "Look at them." He said, "They're absolutely." He said the F word, which I won't say. We don't swear on our pod, but he said they're absolutely rooted. And that at that point, you've got no answer. If you're gone, you're gone. And you'd be as powerful as you want. There's nothing in the legs anymore. And they produce the odd moment, but they never look like they did in the first half. They never look like it again. And
yeah, well, they only lost by 5 points.
I don't know how much fitter you can get in a week.
And a couple of tries that could have gone either way. So, you know, I know you're saying that they looked absolutely exhausted. They had nothing, but little things during the games can change the outcome of what goes on, and all of a sudden you're chasing it, all of a sudden you're in front. So I'm not as confident as
and
you're
fit, and you always feel fitter when you're in front.
I'm not as confident as you, put it that way, as the Lions win. There were some key instances in that game. The clutch kick from Farrell on 77 minutes, what a kick. You know, some big kahunas to strike that. Hamish Watson, tip tackle, thought that needed to be looked at, possibly a yellow card. So, all in all, Lions got away with a few things that game. Rub of the green, whatever you want to call it. That happens. Sometimes it doesn't happen for you. But, mate, next week, next Saturday, I cannot wait. It's going to be ferocious.
Yep. Can't wait. Where are you watching it?
Locker room, mate. Got Lee Byrne, Rob Jones.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well done.
Mm.
You've got Bernie in there, have you? Hero from 09.
Yeah, exactly. Powley reckons, Andy Power, who was there last week, reckons he's the second best player he's played with. He didn't tell us the first. He didn't tell us the first. He just carried on. He got out of his chair and started walking down the stage. I was like, oh, well, it's a change of key, is it? It's like Westlife.
Yeah, flying without wings, is it?
You raised me up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Next week's cracker, boy. I don't see how South African lungs can grow by 20% in a week, but
yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see.
I hope I'm right and I hope I'm wrong, because I want the Lions to win, but I also want a cracker of a third test.
Cause oh, mate, so do I. I might
get me out of a wedding.
I'm not. Mate, you have to get married at some stage. You know that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't keep putting it off.
I've got insurance.
I can't wait for your stag, though, when it does turn.
Been 10, aren't we?
Well, Bradby Hall's back online now.
Yeah, I texted Dean Schofield about it, and he said, where dreams become reality, he said.
Yep.
Bradby Hall back in the game, where dreams become reality. Nowhere like it.
Who made heaven on a place called Earth? Belinda Carlisle.
Bradby Hall. Goodness me. Yeah. Goodness me. Bradby Hall. Sail Sharks away. Stay in whatever hotel it is. Might even be Bradby Hall Hotel, actually. I think it is, isn't it? And there's a club downstairs. So you literally go out of your room, past the breakfast room, down the stairs, and you are in a flat-out nightclub.
Through a tunnel.
It is amazing.
That's where we're going, mate. And I can't wait to dress you up. I'll have a good think. I'm thinking a butcher's outfit. And that's it.
Like
just
Steve
an
Spears.
Apron.
Like Steve
an
Spears apron. And the butcher.
Yeah. An apron, yeah. That's yeah. it. And a hat.
Just your... And an axe. I'll take a hatchet with me. A cleaver.
All right, boy. Well, look.
What a lad.
I really hope the Lions win. I really, really do. Because, you know, I was one.
I know one.
But I'm just worried. That's all, mate. I'm worried that we're going to get backlash from South Africa. So.
Nah, not having it. Not having it. I mean, I hope I'm right, basically. I want your locker room to sell really well in week three, but I also want the Lions to smack them 3-0. Really be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It feels weird, doesn't it? Because the third test, you just don't want it to be a dead rubber. That's all. You know, it's nice to have something on these games. It's like third and fourth playoff, you know, in the World Cup. You know, if the Lions win 2-0, that should be it. No third game.
Yep. I agree, because there's no fan. I agree.
There we are. All right, boy.
I agree. Well, all right, boy, well done.
Keep tracking, all right?
Keep going, yeah? You're a good kid. Don't care what anyone says about you. We'll speak soon. All right? Cheers, fella.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.